The Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe set up checkpoints on state and federal highways entering its reservation weeks ago. They wanted to make sure travelers weren't carrying the novel coronavirus, but the governor of South Dakota objected, saying it was interfering with interstate commerce and travel. And then the White House got involved. Nikki Ducheneau is a lawyer for the Cheyenne River Sioux. She says the Trump administration looked for ways to tell the tribe the checkpoints were illegal.
And when they realized how clear the law was in favor of us, then they shifted to a new tactic.
That tactic, she says, was to harass and coerce the tribe into removing the checkpoints. She says even White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows got involved.
I can't allow checkpoints on federal roads.
That's from audio provided by Ducheneau to the Mountain West News Bureau. In the conversation earlier this month, Meadows is trying to broker a deal with the tribal chairman. Towards the end, he brings up the coronavirus relief fund money provided by the federal government to the Cheyenne River Sioux.
But I also need you to use that money so that it doesn't create a problem for me on other issues, because we still have another 40% of the money to go out.
The tribe believes that was a veiled threat.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, disgustingly, obliquely suggested that maybe something bad could happen to our CARES Act funding that Congress appropriated for us to take care of our people.
Ducheneau says the Trump administration later threatened to cancel a tribal law enforcement contract over the checkpoints. That, she says, is unlawful. So the tribe recently filed suit. White House spokesperson Judd Deer provided a statement to the Mountain West News Bureau, but it did not respond to these allegations or the lawsuit. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.